There is not enough darkness in the world to snuff out the light of even one small candle. Who does not thank for little will not thank for much. Okay. Here you got a preview of the next one to come. Who does not thank for little will not thank for much. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly with your instant inspiration from Campo, California, bringing you thoughts that can give you something to really think about. Who does not thank for little will not thank for much. This is an Estonian proverb. Estonian is up by, Estonia is up by Russia there. So we have a lot of people in this world who are saying they never get anything. They're saying that they don't have any surprises in their life. They don't have any joy in their life. They don't have any love in their life. They don't have any abundance in their life. Well, people who have abundance are people who give abundance. Now, abundance can be in money, and that's just fine. So, if you have some money, share it, if you wish. If you have love, share it. If you have peace and joy, share it. If you have a talent, share it. I was thinking, as I was visiting a friend who is a doctor, that, I said, you know, Steve, here I am visiting you, and I haven't a thing wrong with me. And he's a medical doctor. And I'm sure he's asked for medical advice wherever he goes, because that's just part of the game. But if he were reluctant to give it, he would soon lose his great talent of being a doctor. Because I think if it's important to listen to this statement, if you are a doctor, you are always a doctor, mm-hmm. under every circumstance. If you are a musician, you're always a musician. Oh, play for us, won't you? Oh, I don't have the right instrument. The right instrument. Play. Sing for us. Oh, I don't have an accompaniment. Who needs an accompaniment? Sing something you don't need an accompaniment for, something you know very well. Tell us a story. Oh, I haven't told a story for a long time. You know, I write them, but I don't tell them. You know. Tell us a story. We have a dear, precious girl in Switzerland called Irene. And she wrote a letter saying if she were to write stories about the events of her life and the people that she meets and the experiences that she have, they'd be very charming. But she's sort of out of the habit. Well, she's not out of the habit. She is a wordsmith. Every time she opens her mouth, beautiful words flow out that define what she's thinking. And she doesn't have to think about what she's going to write. She just thinks of the topic and goes at it and tells the story of the patients that she's working with and how they're receiving wonderful healings and other patients who are ready to die and how she prepares them so that they feel comfortable in dying. They don't feel like they're doing something bad or something wrong or that they have reached the end of their rope because they're naughty. That's just one of those things. But you see, she's always on deck, always on duty, always telling stories. And if one of her people lying in their bed in front of her says, Irene, why did this happen to me? She comes up with the most beautiful story you could ever imagine. And she might say something like, this happened to you because you're ready for it. You're ready to be a master of this now. You're ready to handle this and not be pushed down by it. You're ready to get the benefit from it. This doesn't mean the end. It can, if you wish, but it doesn't have to mean the end. It can mean just the beginning of a new life. That's what this is all about. And then she can give illustrations of other people if she wishes, but she doesn't have to. But can you see? A storyteller always knows what to say, and we're all storytellers. We're all people who have within us great lists of ideas and concepts and all sorts of things that'll placate and solve and heal those people who come to us with questions. It's a wonderful thing. Who does not thank for little will not thank for much. So as we talk to these people, we tell them about being thankful for whatever it is that they have. Be thankful for this tragedy that has befallen you. because you will arise out of this tragedy a fabulous person. Not be thankful that the tragedy happened, but that you were able to see your way through it and see your way clear in it. We're not happy that there's a war in Iraq, but we're happy for the opportunity for us to be masters of ourselves and say, there now is peace on earth, and it began with me. We're happy to say that. And that's thankfulness. We don't say the leaders who are conducting this war are all wrong. We say the leaders who are active in this conflict are guided by an inner peace. And that inner peace will bring peace on earth, a lasting peace. The First World War was supposed to be a war to end all wars. A war to end all wars. And it wasn't. Because there is no war to end all wars. There is only peace to end all conflict. And when we are thankful for the peace that we have in our life, for the goodness we have in our life, for the experiences we have in our life, we invite more and more of the same thing. Oh, thank you for that piece of cake. And you give it to someone else. Oh, thank you for whatever. And you pass it along. But you say thank you. You don't say, no, I don't want any. I don't want any. Don't force that on me. If you push that at me, I'm liable to eat it. And I really don't want to eat it because I don't want to eat it. It'd make me fat, you know. Well, stop being nonsensical. Just say thank you and pass it along. Or say thank you and eat it and say it goes in and goes out and just blesses my body in every beautiful way. But I'm teaching constantly never to say no. And people say, how can I do it? Stefan has a student in his class at Migros who said he wants to learn how to say no. Well, now I'm going to be very interested in how Stefan approaches this subject with him, because I'm sure Stefan will tell us. Now, what is Stefan going to say to this man on how to say no?
Always say yes.
Always agree with your adversary quickly and do your own thing. And do your own thing. No matter what you answer yes to, that does not mean you are responsible for it. You don't have to say, yes, I'll have another piece of cake, or you just say thank you. And then you pass it on. You say, yes, I'd like to borrow your car. Would you like to borrow my car? Oh, yes, I'd love to borrow your car. I don't need it right now, but thank you very much. Okay? Mm-hmm. Clear as a bell. Don't be so defensive. Every time we're so defensive, we make trouble for ourselves. When we are just harmonious and we're not trying to fight anything, we just flow with it, the answer is always there. And we're always harmonious with it. And it's always wonderful. Who does not thank for little will not thank for much. Now, this statement is sort of interesting. Who does not thank for little will not have much to thank for. You follow me? Mm-hmm. If we do not praise the gift of the little that we have, say, oh, wonderful, I love it. Thanks doesn't mean, thank you, God, for this eternal gift. Or you say, thank you, God and me, for this eternal gift. That's a little better. Or just say, wow, this is wonderful. And if that isn't thanks, I don't know what thanks is. Wow, this is wonderful. Gee, for me? Great, I accept, you know. And all that good stuff. That's thanks. Thanks is not such a pious set of words that make us feel beholden to something outside of ourselves. But if someone says, would you like some more coffee? Well, thank you very much. And they fill your cup, then they go around, fill it. And then an hour later they come back, would you like some more coffee? Oh, no, I still have some, thank you. You didn't want it, and you're not drinking it. Now, you could say, no, thank you. Or you could just turn your cup upside down, which is the universal symbol for I don't want some. No, you just don't want any coffee. That's not naughty. That's not naughty. That's just saying, thank you, but I don't want any coffee. And you don't have to say a word. And the thing is, when you put your knife and fork and perhaps your spoon on your plate, that means you're finished. Your plate may be full yet. But if you put your knife and fork on your plate, that means you're done. Now, some people eat with the knife and fork on their plate off and on and off and on, and that's a little different. You recognize what's going on. But if they leave it and they haven't touched it for a few minutes, they're done. And you honor them by shutting up and taking the plate away. Because they're saying, thank you, I had enough. Thank you, I had enough. Thank you, I had enough. See how simple that is? No, thank you, I do not care for any coffee. Thank you, I would not like any coffee. Or if they're going to put a cocktail out, and you just say, no, thank you. But that's saying no, isn't it? So how do you say yes? Oh, cocktails? Yes, but another time, please. But another time, please. I've said this before. Now, it's easier to say, no, thank you, because that's what comes to mind. But it's more right for you to say, thank you, but another time, please. Thank you for being so courteous to me, offering me what you are offering me, but another time, please. Oh, Sylvia, wouldn't you like this great big chocolate cake loaded with everything? And Sylvia says, wow, would I like that. Thank you so much. But another time, please.
But give it to her.
Give it to her. Well, this, you know, you're using your head. Now you're using your head. Add mine to Herb's plate there.
Yeah.
You don't mean give it to Herb.
Yeah,
you mean add it to Herb's. Yeah. Because if you say give it, then they're liable not to give me the one they're going to give me, which might have been a bigger one. But, you see, always be filled with blessings. Always be filled with thanks. And the thanks is something that we are filled with from within ourselves. It's a wonderful thing. Who does not thank for little will not thank for much. Now, that is meant in two ways. One, the person who doesn't know how to thank, be thankful for little things will not know how to be thankful for big things. And it also means that the person who does not thank for little things will not have big things to be thankful for.
Mm.
So these are interesting concepts. Very human, very ordinary, and I must get busy on writing up a bunch of spiritually oriented ideas that touch even a deeper aspect of our being. But have a good evening and know that I love you very much.